My name is John Walden. I'd like to share something with you from the book of Haggai. Did you ever read Haggai? Haggai was a prophet who rebuked the Lord's people who were down, had been down in captivity and had come back to Jerusalem. And they had gotten kind of discouraged and lazy, and some of them said, maybe this isn't the right time to build the Lord's house. And so Haggai was sent of the Lord to stir up his people and to bring them back to himself. And in the 5th verse of chapter 1, he says, Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Consider your ways. Now this is a word to the conscience of the Lord's people. Consider your ways. Of course, this can be used for one who isn't a Christian. Is someone listening to me just now who has never yet received Christ as Savior? You certainly ought to consider your ways. You're going to have to give an account for your ways some of these days. What way are you going? There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And if you've never received Christ Jesus as your Savior, you've missed God's way, because he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Any other way but God's way is a wrong way. But I'm thinking now of those who are listening to me just now who are Christians. You and I need to consider our ways. Are we going in the ways that are pleasing to the Lord? Consider your business ways. Will they bear the scrutiny of the light of God's presence? Would you even want fellow Christians to know all about your dealings? Let me suggest that you consider your ways in your own home life. What about your ways with your wife or husband or children? Or you young people, your ways in this world. You profess to be a Christian? Are you living like a Christian? Consider your ways. Consider them in the light of God's Word. Consider them in relation to the Lord Jesus himself. Think how he lived. And then consider your ways as compared to his. Now this is a word to the conscience. And if your conscience is stirred by this, there's only one thing to do. You can't change God's Word, but you can change your ways. You can do this by the help which the Lord gives you. The Spirit of God is present to strengthen you, to help you, to be what you ought to be. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it, was the good advice given by Mary to the servants in the 2nd of John. But then in verse 13 we read, Then, after the people had turned back to the Lord, after the people were willing to do what the Lord said, then spake Haggai, the Lord's messenger, in the Lord's message, unto the people, saying, I am with you, saith the Lord. So here's a nice word for your heart. If you have considered your ways, and you adjust those ways to the ways of God, then the Lord wants to give you a word to encourage your heart. I am with you, saith the Lord. Now he said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, I will not fear what man shall do unto me. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. The Lord is always with his children, in one sense of the word, but we're not always enjoying the conscious presence of the Lord. Perhaps just now you're going through some trial or difficulty, and the Lord would like to say to you, I am with you, saith the Lord. But you say, I don't see him, I don't feel him. No, but you can trust. You can believe him. You can know that he is with you. When you consider your ways and adjust them to his word, then, my Christian friend, you can count on the Lord's presence with you. If you're not a Christian, will you consider your ways just now and turn to the Lord Jesus and accept him? Our Father, we ask you to bless thy word to those who heard it. Save the lost, we pray thee, and encourage and help thy children. Help us to adjust our ways to thy word, and help us to count on thy presence. and take our thanks in the precious name of the Savior. Amen.